Okay, so we were learning today the Indian, right? Rabbi Rosenfeld last week touched upon this a bit, the Indian of Nashim and Kriya and Shmiya. So I wanted to elaborate on this point and some additional Maamar Kamos on this topic about the nature of Kriyas Megillah, whether or not it's a mitzvah of Kriya or mitzvah of Shmiya. It's a famous hakir that exists by Shofar, whether the mitzvah is about Tekiya versus the Shmiya, is Machlokas Rosh Rabbeinu Tam. Maseches Rosh Hashanah, the bracha that one says, it's totally on whether it's Shmiya or Tekiya. The Tekoa Shofar, the Shema Shofar, what's the Nusach LeBracha? That's a Machlokas. And there's another Machlokas, I couldn't find the Rambam in Zmanim. I don't know if someone was using it or no one ever returned it, but the missing Zmanim here. You found it. There you go. Okay, excellent. I'm used to the Frankel. I didn't even know the non-Frankel Rambam's here. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Shofar, I need to find exactly which parak it's in, but he has a Machlokas, the Rambam and the Ravid, about whether or not one's yotze with a shofar or guzzle. And hold on, let's see if I can quickly find it. Here we go, here, shofar. I'm in Ravid. Here we go. Says the Rambam, it's in Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel. He has a list of various types of shofros that are various psulim. So he writes, shofar a guzzle, shetaka bo yotze. You blow a stolen shofar, you yotze the mitzvah, she'ein ha-mitzvah ela b'shmiyasakol. The mitzvah of shofar is by listening. Yafa pishul nagaba, even though you don't touch it, you don't have to touch it and just blow through the shofar somehow. Vlog bia, you don't lift it up. Hashemeh yata ve'ein bikol din geza. There can't be such a thing as stealing sound. You can't steal sound. It's not. There's no mashes to it. It's not concrete. So therefore, since the mitzvah is in the shmiya, it's not subject to gezela. This is the Rambam Lishitasa, the beginning of the Hilchos Shofar. He writes mitzvah saseh shel Torah lishmoa. Truas Hashofri focuses on the Shmiya. Write the same thing in the Koseres. The mitzvah Aleph of Hilchos Shofar is Lishmoa Kol Shofar. So that's all very consistent. The Ravid, there in the spot, in Halacha Gimel Gem, he argues and says, Am Avram, V'afil yebo din gezel, yom trua yelachem mikol makom hachi isi biyushalmi. So the Ravid says, no, I think even if there could be gzela by Shofar, there would still be a heter to yod to the mitzvah because of Yushalmi says the extra words yom chua comes to include all types of chuas, even stolen chuas. How could there be stealing when it comes to the shofar? So they point out the Ravid must hold that the mitzvah is in the tekiah. You blow the shofar, it's a cheps of the mitzvah. You can't blow, you can't shake a lulav of a guzzle. You can't blow a tekiah and a shofar that's guzzle. It should be puzzle, but there's a special gzeres because of yom chua that we accept a shofar guzzle. So they both agree, lemaskan, the Rambam of the Ravid, that your yotze is shofar guzzle, but they debate with the reason. Is it because it's about the coal, the mitzvah is in the coal, and you can't steal coal? Or because even though you can steal it, but there's a special heter to allow for the mitzvah to be fulfilled through a shofar guzzle? That's the background in this question of shofar guzzle leading to mikras megillah, megillah guzzle, whether your yotze with a stolen megillah. And this is an interesting question that was posed to the Rashba. You have it in front of you. Hopefully you had a chance to see this. The Rashba in Chelek Aleph Simen Tuf Mem Aleph was asked the very Lamda Shashayla. The question raised him, I'll read this. Shalta, you asked, Im Yotzin B'Megillah Gzula, would one fulfill a mitzvah with a stolen Megillah, Achar D'Bekol Hu Yotze Ashomim Yotzin V'Hu Atzmo Kamo Shofar, that you Yotze through the sound of the shofar, and so through Yotze the sound of the Megillah. It's about Shmiya. Or maybe the nature of Megillah is Amrin and Acher She'anu Mevarachin B'Lashon Kriya Al Mikra Megillah, we say. The emphasis is on the Kriya, not the Shmiya. The Kriya B'Sefer, you have to read it inside the Sefer. Shem Kara Apel Lo Yotz, if you read it by heart, you're not Yotz in the Mitzvah. Maybe Ein Yotzin B'Megillah Gzula. I can't read from a Chefta that was stolen. If it's about Shmiya, so the coal, you can't steal coal, but if it's about Kriya, I can't read from a stolen Megillah. That was the suffix posed to the Rashba. And the Rashba answers as follows. The Rashba says that your Yotze, he thinks Mestavra. It's very logical and sensible to say your Yotze, the mitzvah, even though it's stolen, Kimoshe Yotzin B'Shofar Gazel. Just like we have by the Ram and the Ravid, your Yotze, by the Shofar Gazel, so too by Megillah. According to the Ravid, but according to the Rambam, where you don't need a pasuk because ain bakol gzela, so to by Megillah ain bakol gzela.
But that's only to hold the Shmiya. Shmiah.
Right, so it sounds like from the Rajba, at least at first glance, it must be about Shmiah. That's the initial thought, and it's about Shmiah. That the mitzvah of Tekiah is Shmiah, and the mitzvah of Megillah is Shmiah, and they're both in the same corner, in that you're Yotze because you can steal coal. You can steal coal by shofar, you can steal coal by Megillah. Now the Miri argues, at least he brings a Deya that argues, and says one will not get the mitzvah through a Megillah Gaza. What's the reason, guys?
It's
not mitzvah above there. It could be that idea, but that's what we say, Luvah Gaza, but that's part of the underlying concept. But what's the understanding of the nature of Megillah?
In
the Kriya by Megillah. That same idea. The Tekiah, just like Tekiah, the shofar would be a problem of Gzela had not been for the Pasuk Yom Shua. So to the Kriya, to read from a Chepsa Shomitzah, I can't shake a Lulav HaGazel. The Chepsa Shomitzah is a Gazel. I'm not Yotze by Lulav. I'm not Yotze by Tekiah. I'm not Yotze by Megillah. The more you focus on the Gavra's action on the mitzvah, the more you're likely to say it's possible. The more you focus on the result, the Shmiah's Megillah, the Shmiah's Shofar, very separate from the actual mitzvah that the Gavra is doing, the more likely you were to say you'd be Yotze the mitzvah. So it sounds like there's a machlokas between the Rajba and the Meiri, at least the one day in the Meiri, whether Megillah is about Kriya or whether it's about Shmiah, Nafkamina being whether Yotze with the Megillah HaGazel. Now, Abe, you asked me a question, which I was going to explain, but you had a question, it was a good question, which led me to what I was going to explain to you anyways. But I'm trying to remember what the question was. So to put you on the spot, if I may, what did you ask me again? No, before that was the suggestion you gave. Before you asked the initial question. Oh, the Nusach HaBracha, right. This is what you asked. So the Rajba says that you're Yotze with a Mikra, with a Megillah that's Gazel. A Megillah Gazel Yotze. Which means that the mitzvah is what, guys? What's the nature of the mitzvah? Shmiah. So the bracha should then be asked to Abe. It should be l'shmoa. It's a Megillah. But it's not.
Also, Karl Pei is lo yotze.
Karl Pei, and therefore,
it should
be Kriya also. So the nusach of the bracha is Al-Mik Megillah. And you have to read it Al Pei. Sound like the Sefer is essential. So these two dinim would indicate, would point to the fact that it really should be Kriya. And you really should not be yotze the mitzvah of a stolen Megillah.
Isn't it just like the Gemara Pesachim? Like, meaning it's not...
Which Gemara Pesachim?
Gemara, it talks about Al versus Lit.
Okay.
But then Schos and Brachos, it doesn't seem to be Mechalik based on Svara of what is the nature of the mitzvah, but it just seems to... Like,
no, Lit and Al is a different point. That's what word you use, which verb, that will still indicate.
Oh, so sorry,
yeah.
So.
Lit, it's a question of Lishmoa versus Mikra, whatever. Yeah.
Oh, the
yeah, the word, not the Lit versus Al. That's a different point. But this is the word Shmiah or Kriya should be in the Nusach. That's the question, yeah. So based on these two questions, excellent. So again, if it's really about your Yotze, the mitzvah, even though Megillah is a guzzle, you're still Yotze because it's about the Shmiah. So the bracha really should be the Shmoa, number one, and it's not. And number two is you should even be Yotze with out of the Ksav, maybe. It's a fact that you read from the Ksav, from the Sefer, sounds like it's about Kriya. So I explained to Abe, and I'll explain to you right now, which I think is as follows, that really... The Rajba holds that the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah is really Kriya. Really mitzvah of Kriya. And that's, I think, very meduk in his language. If he writes, he says, Gam kein hu adin v'hu atam l'megillah she'eino yotze begufa ela b'kriyasa. You only yotze with the kriyasa, the reading of the Megillah. Clearly he's talking about the nature is Kriya, not Shmiya. So that's why... That's why the Mikra, the Nusach is a Mikra Megillah. That's why you read from a Sefer. So then how come then you're Yotze with a Mikra, a Megillah Tzgazel? If it's about Kriya, like we just said, so you should really be Pasul. It should not be Yotze. Any thoughts? Again, the idea is that the Rajba seems to focus on the Kriya being the mitzvah. And that's consistent with the Nusach al-Mitzah, al-Mikra Megillah. But then if that's the case, then why it should be possible if I use a stolen Megillah then? If it's about Kriya. Yeah.
Maybe you could just say that when it comes to the coal that comes out like from your actual reading of the Megillah, which people end up hearing, in order for your coal to be considered Shalim, the Megillah itself needs to be okay. Like the same way by a shofar as an example. Shofar with a hole in it, you're not going to be yotzei with your mitzvah. Aye, but the sound is going to be the same. You're going to hear the same sound in the shofar. No, but the actual call of the shofar is not going to actually be the same if the shofar itself isn't kosher. So the mitzvah is not going to be in like the actual shofar itself or where it came from. It's still going to be in the call, but part of what affects the call is going to be the actual...
Right. So you're right. There definitely are dinim. The shofar has to have certain dinim to make it a kosher shofar. But at the end of the day, by gzela, the Rashi himself agreed that shofar guzzle is acceptable, even and because it's about, he says it's about the shmia. But by the Megillah, it's about the kriya. So again, if the Rashi held that shofar was about tkiya, he would say shofar guzzle would be possible. That's what it sounds like. But he says, but since it's about the shmia of the kol, some yotze. But now by Megillah, he says the mitzvah is really on the kriya. So if it's about kriya, then you should say that the Megillah guzzle should really be possible.
I'll say maybe the kriya is the means to the shmia, but that's like the maisa is the kriya.
Like and the kim, you're saying?
Yeah.
I mean, so make say the maisa mitzvah is the kriya.
Right.
And the kim is the shmia. It could be that, but he doesn't say that. In the language of the Rashi, being meduyak here, he doesn't say, he says, the ani yotze b'guf ela b'kriyasa, but it could be, that could be maybe what he means.
Well, you say the same thing about shofar.
Yeah. You could say, but you might say by shofar, hold on, let's walk this through a second. So the kriya and then shmiya, so then same thing by the tkiya and shmiya as well, which would be fine. And then really when the Rashba says kriya, it doesn't really mean kriya, it means that's the maisa mitzvah, but the kiyam is really shmiya, just like shofar. I thought when he said kriya, that the kriya is the kiyam as well. That was my understanding. So in my world, you're saying, no, I'm not correct. My reading is incorrect, which is fine. The Rashba has a different reading, not what I said.
Yeah. Is it possible, like, the chakir about Shmei Ka'ona, that there's, like, if you're a shliach or you hear it, and then the extra things that the person who did, or the Korea, the Baal Kori is doing, you're not,
okay, right,
you're
that,
not part of that. Like, mm-hmm. It's only the Kosanisha. If mm-hmm. you go this, the tzad that you're not a shliach, but you're just, like the extra things that he's doing are not what you did, so you didn't steal. So why can't you just?
But then that would apply.
So that's why you have to stand for the bracha and other things like that.
Right, but I'm saying it has to answer this question here. But if I'm assuming so correctly, holds, the Megillah is about kriya and Megillah. So then
the shmei kona of the kriya, but not the gzela part of the Baal Kori himself.
But that doesn't seem to read. The Rashi says the reason why by shofar that I'm yotze because it's in the kol is not subject to gezela. If that was true, the shmei kona doesn't carry over the gezela along with it. That should also apply. The same svara should apply for shofar. But he's a different svara for shofar then. Any other suggestions? Yeah, Kiva.
I mean, shouldn't the significance of a physical megillah not be like the same would be by lul or by shofar?
Oh, okay, yeah.
I mean, it's just like when it's shmei kol shofar, it has to come direct from shofar. But mikra megillah is really like what the actual contents of it are, and like you could still be high if someone reasonably feel about that.
Excellent. So let's sharpen that a little bit. So if you're using some lamdisha terms, how would you separate these two? The Megillah? Yeah. Excellent. Versus Heksha Mitzvah. In other words, beautiful, Akiva. So now, in essence, we have some types of mitzvahs which are the Heksha Mitzvah, which is the essence of the mitzvah itself. And other things that are a heksha mitzvah, which are not the mitzvahs, but they allow me to, they enable me to do the mitzvah. So let me give you an example, and then we'll bring it back in. Beautiful. So we have by sukkah. There's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Rush. The Gemara says in sukkah that there's a iser muksa on the schach. The shem shemayim is a hektish. We compare sukkah to hektish, and there's a kedusha shem shemayim on the schach. So now the Rambam and the Rambam and the Rush argue, does that also extend itself to the walls, the defanos? Is that also part of the mitzvah of sukkah or not? So I forget who says which side. One holds that it's part of the same iser muksa, and others say no, that's a hechsher mitzvah alma. Now everybody agrees that you need defanos as part of the sukkah. So how can anyone say that the iser muksa only applies to the schach, not to the defanos? Because they argue about whether or not the defanos are a hechsher mitzvah, just to allow me a prerequisite to the mitzvah, or becomes part of the chefsashel mitzvah itself. So this is where we find the distinction. So a similar model, just to bring it in, those learning daf yomi, not exactly the same, but we have mitzvahs, we have and tashmishe mitzvah. So we have, lulav itself is a chefsashel mitzvah, and tashmishe mitzvah is something that you wrap the lulav in. There's different levels, so it's not quite the same thing, But we have distinctions of the actual mitzvahs versus that which is a prerequisite. So here I believe, like Akiva said, this might be the distinction as well. That the Rashba says, yes, the mitzvah of Megillah is Kriyas Megillah. So how could I use a Megillah that's guzzle? Because the Megillah is not a Chefsa Shel Mitzvah. It's necessary. I need to read from Megillah. It says in the Pasuk, Al HaSefer. I need to read inside. I can't read Al Peh. I need the Sefer there. But that's not a Chefsa Shel Mitzvah. A Lulav is a Chefsa Shel Mitzvah. I need that. That's the mitzvah itself. If it's guzzle, it's puzzle. When it comes to Megillah, it's a Hechsha. It just enables me to fulfill the mitzvah. And therefore, even though it's guzzle, it's not going to affect the fulfillment, the kiyum of the mitzvah. Excellent, Akiva. Very, very good. Any questions, thoughts on that? Yeah.
First of all, I think in the Chidushim, the Rashba sounds more like it's a mitzvah in the Shmira and not the Kriya.
In the Chidushim, yeah, okay.
I think so. It seems like he starts off saying it's within the Shmira, but in the Kriya, but then he brings the Bahag and that's the rest of it.
The here in the Megillah Avdalad?
Yeah.
I didn't see it. What does he say? Going to read it for us? Is it long?
Yeah, it's
okay, fine. So we'll have to look at it later. Fine.
And also, do we usually make brachos on like Hechsher mitzvahs in general? I mean, the Nesach HaBrachos is still going to be on the Mikra Megillah, which is on the Kriya.
But that's the kiyum according to Rashba, what we're saying. The Megillah itself, that Hefza is a Hechsher mitzvah, and therefore we don't care if it's possible.
So according to other Rishonim, we wouldn't say that. We'd say it's more than... This question still exists according to other Rishonim, just not according to Rashba. Why is there a Lashon of...
One holds Shmir.
Right.
Ah, so if you hold Shmir, that's a big... That's why it's hard to say for the Rashba that Shmir. Who holds it Shmir, actually? You know, no one holds Shmir, really. At the end of the day, Miri says... That you're Yotzei, that you're not Yotzei. He says you're not Yotzei. Right, so you might say, so for him, for the, it's Mikra Megillah, you're not Yotzei. But of those who hold you are Yotzei, we thought, oh, it must be Shmiah. But no one says Lishmo is a Megillah. So no, even those who hold you're Yotzei, they hold it's Kriya. It is Kriya. It's except that it doesn't passel because it's not the Chefsa Shel Mitzvah. Fine. So now let's bring this, now that we have this Chakira, about whether Kriya or Shmiah, and it seems that everyone holds Kriya, at least other than that Chidush Rashba, which we'll leave out standing for now, see how to read that, everyone holds its mitzvah of Kriya. So now we could turn our attention to the Gemara in Megillah Daf Daled and the Tosfos there. So there the Gemara tells us that women are chayv in the Mikra Megillah because they're involved in the Nes. Now, where else do we see which other mitzvahs does Gemara to apply this to? Just general yidios. Where else do we see this? Afein ayubos anes? Dalkosos? Chanukah. Okay, fine. Now, where's the fourth place we find this in the Rishonim?
They ask why we don't say Besukah.
They ask why we don't say Besukah. Very good. But Tosos asks a question, Psachim, right? Excellent, very good. But where do the Rishonim say we actually do apply it to one of the mitzvahs? Come on, guys. You guys in winter cola learning your breaks. You got to know this stuff. I'm kidding, guys. There's a Ran in Maseches Shabbos that talks about Shal Shudas, three Sudas. So this past week's Parsha, the Man. So this past week's Parsha, the Gemara sounds like it's from Bayom, Bayom, Bayom. It says Bayom three times, the sixth Parsha. The Ran says also, Af Heinayu Bo Sanes would be another reason why they'd be Chayiv. There are nafkaminas, whether you use Af Heinayu Bo Sanes or not, a woman chayiv in the mitzvah, or not chayiv in the mitzvah, what the level of chayiv is. But that's a fourth application of af hayinu b'sanes, by this case of shalosh sudos. Fine. So now, in terms of women, so Tosas says that it sounds like women are chayiv just as much as men are, and they could even be motzi men. So he says, mikam ashmish ha-nashim motzi yeses ha-chayir midecha v'asani right, midilo kamar l'shmoa, Mikra Megillah. It's not called Lishmo. We don't say Lishmo. It's Mikra Megillah, whether women are reading it, whether men are reading it, and therefore the same level of Chiv of Kriya. But then he asks this question from the Tosefta. And it sounds like he makes a deal from the Tosefta that women should not be able to be motzi men. And that's how the Bahag, the Baal Halachas Gedolos Paskins, that women cannot be motzi men. They're a different level of Chiv. So the question becomes in the Bahag, what's the reason why? What's the reason why are women different than men? Why don't women have the ability to be motzi men in Mikra Megillah? So there are three different pshatim in the Achronim why women's level of chiyuv is different than that of men, and therefore they can't be motzi the men. Now the pashas of Tosfos, which I think you all assume, but Tosfos doesn't say this. Tosfos does not give a reason as to why the Bahag says women can't be motzi men. He just says they can't. Why not? So it's implied from the first line of Tosfos that Midilo kamer lishma mikra Megillah sounds like it's not a shmia, it's kriya for the women. That's what it sounds like. Implying that at the end, when the Bahag says women actually can't be motzi, it's not kriya, it's actually shmia. That's an implication for the Tosas reading, but it doesn't say this clearly, but the Gra writes this clearly, which is what everyone assumes. When you read this Tosas, this is what you assume, I think, because that first line of Tosas, he kind of implies this, and Tosas Erech, I think maybe is even clearer. So that women, chiyav, is not kriya, it's only shmia. Kriya, not shmia. And since the level of chiyuvim are different, women cannot be motzi the men. They take a passive role in Mikra Megillah. Men have an active role to be kori the Megillah, and other men listen shemeya keoner. But women only have to do shmia, and they can't be motzi men in kriya. So that's the Gra's understanding of Tosfos and Bahag. So according to this understanding, I think Rabbi Rosenfeld he alluded to this last week. I think he mentioned that there's a couple of nafkaminas. So one nafkamina that he had mentioned was that a woman who cannot hear, she's isha chereshes, that she's medaber, ve'eno shemesh, she could speak, she could do a kriya, but she can't hear, can she be motzi other nashim? So if the mitzvah is shmiya, well, she can hear, that means she's pater, and even though she could do a kriya, she could be medaberes, she can't be yotze, because she's not chayiv in the mitzvah of shmiya. But if you assume that the nature of the Mikra Megillah is about kriya, so since she can do a dibur and a kriya, she can be motzi other women. So that was it. Would be one nafkamina. What another nafkamina be, guys? I feel bad because the Rama that was on the Mar Makomos was not the right Rama. He didn't do the other side, the continuation. He did Siv Beis, but he should have flipped over the page to copy the other side. So the Rama writes, so when women read to themselves, or there's always a shaila every year, if a Baal Kori, a man, is rereading for the women, a special women reading later after the Megillah, what bracha is said? The same bracha as Al Mikra Megillah, like the men said in Shul, or should it be Lishmoa Es HaMegillah? Rama writes that there's a practice, and many hold, they should say Lishmoa, change the Nusach Lebracha because the nature is now Shemiah, not Kriya. So that's the Machlokas Poskim, what to do. Machlokas, who should be saying the bracha? Should the women say the bracha? Should the Baal Kori be saying the bracha? But that would be another nafkamina. Now the Tur asks the Tur Evan asks the following question. He asks, I don't understand. Where is yeah?
Maybe just explain the difference between that case and the case of where a man who already filled his chiyuv, even being kriya, can be motzi women who lechora he's not chayiv in that mitzvah anymore, and they're still chayiv, and that is fine. But then women, according to one number, I think who says that she can't be motzi men because her chiyuv is different? Why is that?
No, because the men are chayiv in kriya and in shmiya.
But now that he's been yotzei his mitzvah,
that's arvus in general. And in general, arvus, a person is yotzei, he could be motzi someone else as long as he bechlal that same chiyuv. Even though he fulfilled his mitzvah, he could do it motzi other people as well. It's a different thing. A person that chayiv bechlal knows a child. This chiyuv of benching in the first place is only dirabanan. Then it becomes trickier. He's yotzi already, but a man who let's say heard kiddush already, and he was repeating kiddush again at home. He could repeat kiddush again at home. And it's a part of a larger topic now for now. But Friday night davening becomes tricky because women are chayv in deraisa and kiddush, and men are chayv deraisa. But if men are mekai in the midst already in shul by echulu, so now how can motzi women whose chiv is deraisa, their chiv is derabanan? So it's part of a larger topic. But generally speaking, if you were already yotzi mitzvah, as long as you bechlal that level of chiv, you can motzi someone as well now. Okay, and plus stam for women leading Megillah, that's not a good thing to do. Okay, so Tur Evan asks a series of questions on this pshat of the Bahag, and how could it be that women are only chayv in shmiya? Where do you get that from? Nowhere does it say they're chayv in shmiya. Why do you make such a distinction? So the Tur Evan has his own understanding of women, and he says women's chayv is kriya, same thing like men. Kriya men, kriya women, no distinction at all. The gabi, the nature of the mitzvah. They're not going to change the nusach of the bracha. It's al mikra Megillah. Af heina yubosanes includes them in the same mitzvah as the men. How can you say af heina yubosanes, but a different type of mitzvah? We don't say dal kosas, oh, you're included, but you could drink something else. Or you could do, there's no difference. Once you include them, the nature of the mitzvah, the pulas of mitzvah, the maisa mitzvah is all the same. So, but the distinction exists not in terms of the the way the mitzvah is performed, or even the nature of the mitzvah, but he says in terms of the status of the mitzvah, the level of obligation is what's different, says the Tri Evan. He says that although both men and women are chayiv mitzad the kriya, but men's chayiv is a divrei kabbalah / divrei Torah, a deraisa chayiv. The women who are just kind of brought in through this concept of af heina yubel sanes, their level of chayiv is only midirabanan. That's where the distinction is. Dirabanan versus divrei kabbalah, but in terms of the nature of the mitzvah, says the Tri Evan, they're both entirely the same. And third and final pshat of the difference of the women and men in Megillah is the Avnei Nezer, a nice, beautiful chiddush of the Avnei Nezer. And I think we're going to do this again maybe tomorrow a little bit, connects to other sugyas, this piece of the Avnei Nezer, I believe, that there are two mitzvahs, Shmi and Kriya. And that connects to two types of chayuvim, and what is the purpose, what's the goal of Megillah? He says one element of Megillah is Pirsumei Nisa, to publicize the Nes. And the other element of Mikra Megillah is Zechiras Amalek, to remember what Amalek and Haman did to us. So Pirsumei Nisa is coupled with Shmia, to hear, to make, to amplify, to project the story. That's Pirsumei Nisa, that's Shmia. Women are chayiv in Pirsumei Nisa, af heinayu bosa nes, to bechlal that element of Shmia. But Lagabe the Kriya, which is a keem in Zechira, the keem of Kriya, Zechira, those go together, he says, to read about Amalek. Remembering Amalek, he says, is not connected to the Nes. Remind me at the end, I'll say something on this piece from the Bas Ayin, if I remember, or you remember, someone. The Kriya and Zechiras Amalek is not remembering a miracle. There's no miracle of Amalek. They attacked us, and we want to get them back. There's no Nes involved in that. So the Kriya just having us to ingrain in our memory, to read it, that Amalek, that's what they did. We have a mitzvah every single day, according to the Ramban of Zechiras Amalek, to recite the Psukim. So there's another kiyum of Zechiras Amalek by reading the Megillah also. And women are not chayiv in the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek, as we'll read from the Chiddush in just a second. So that element of Zechiras Amalek is the Kriya, and Pirsumei Nisa is the Shmia. Women are only chayiv in the Nes. Af hein hayu bosa nes. So Shmia is what they're chayiv in. Lagabe Kriya and Zechira, women are pater from Zechira, and therefore the pater in the Kriya. And that's how he explains the same, the Svar, the Bahag. He holds the same sheet of Shmiya versus Kriya, but he gives a nice tam, a nice Svara, to explain the distinction here.
The whole problem, the whole question of why women should be pater is because of it's a time, Zman Gromit, Zechiras Amalek is constant.
Ah, so this is not a time bound. Yeah, a different reason. What's the other reason? So the Chinuch says, nothing to do with Mitzvah Aseh Shesman Grama. The reason why women are pater in Zechiras Amalek, before we get to the Chinuch, everyone okay with this? Any questions? Any points? We're good? Okay. So let's just look at this Chinuch for a second. How we know women are pater from Zechiras Amalek. So it says the Chinuch at the end of Mitzvah Tafresh Gimel, where the Amalek mentioned two times in the Torah. One is last week's Parsha B'Shalach, the other one is Parshas. He says it right. That's the Parsha Zachar. That's what we read for Parsha Zachar. So v'over alzeh v'lo Zachar b'liba. A guy doesn't remember the kar b'fiv me'olam. Never read it in his life. Fine. That's not what I wanted. Actually, the one before this. No heges mitzvah zu b'chol makum b'chol zman b'zecharim ki lahem la'asos ha'melchama v'nikamas or nikmas ha'oyev v'lo l'nashim. That it's incumbent upon the men to take revenge, to avenge the what they had done to Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, and women are not obligated. Why are women not obligated in this? Why can women also take revenge?
Not the name of
Chama. Right, La B'nei Kibushin, you mean, right? I think that's the same Lashem. Where's that Gemara?
No, I was just
going. Oh. What's the Gemara? La B'nei Kibushin? Peruvu. Peruvu, right. Peruvu. Chavshu, the Pasuk says, procreate and conquer the world. The Gemara in Yevamos Samech Beis or something says men are b'nei kivush ninu, v'nashim la b'nei kivush. Women are not warriors. Men are warriors. The pasuk for some reason connects the fighting to Peruvu. So men are chayiv. Women are not chayiv in Peruvu. By the same token, says the chinuch, women are not chayiv in fighting, and therefore they should be pasul from the kama, the muhammad of Amalek. Before your question, just to get one thing. There's a big question in the Tosas, in many, many places, talks about whether the Avadim an Eved Kanani is chayiv in Purvu. Number of shitas in Gemara Gittin, Gemara Chagiga, and elsewhere, whether the chayiv in Purvu avadim, and that can is telling a general question about the nature of avadim connection to women. Now, one end you'd say, why are Eved Kanani chayiv in mitzvahs? What's the pasuk? What's the drasha?
La,
right? Women, it says la by Nashim, la by Eved Kanani. Any mitzvah, women are chayvin, avadim are also chayvin. But any mitzvah, women are pater in, Eved Kanani is pater as well. So the Yachmer have the following question. I think it's a Mishle Melech, but what if it's something that's a gender-based, right? So Eved Kanani, they're men. So they're B'nai Kiva Shinu. Or another example, let's say a lav, the mission Kedushin, Chavtes tells us women are chayv in all los haseis with the exception of three los haseis that women are exempt from. What are the three los haseis women are exempt from?
Beard in the head.
Beard in the head. There's a two. Third. Who are the Kohanim here?
Tumas
Meis. Right. If they're Kohanim, a Bas Kohen, there's no Isser of a Bas Kohen to go to a cemetery. Or Tumas Meis. So those three Isserim don't apply to women. So now, what about Eved Kanani? Can Eved Kanani cut his pace? Can he shave his beard? Maybe yes. I mean, it's women are part there. They should also be part there. How much is transferred over? Or do we say that's related to gender? And since Eved Kanani is a male, maybe they would be subject to the Isser. So there's also this debate by Peruvu v'Kivshua whether or not Eved Kanani should be part there like Nashim or they should be Chai because Lamaisa, they're men. That's just a side point. Okay. Yes, you had a question. Sorry to backtrack you. Did you forget the question?
How does that fit with, if it's a Machanas Mitzvah, Tafu Kai,
oh, excellent. So I think Emmanuel asked the question right during. Yeah, Minchas, very good. So look what Minchas Chinuch says. He doesn't have an answer. I'll suggest something maybe. But he says the Rambam doesn't make this clear at all that women are pater. The Tzarech Raya Liftor Nashim, Mimitzis Asay, She'en as Man Groma. This is not time bound. You need to give me a reason. Give me a source. Well, how do you know that they're pater? Uvefrap, Imakum Lav, Gamkin, also where the mitzvah to remember also has a lav to not forget. So they're certainly chayiv in the lav, so they're attached together. So how could you say they're pater? Umasha kasev ki lahem lasos hamelchamer lola nashim, that men fight not women. Bemes mechemes mitzvah hakol yotz nafilu kala michupas, like we saw the other day in the Gemara mission sota daf mendal. So they go out to fight. So this is mechemes mitzvah, isn't it? So what's the answer, guys?
It's not mechama.
Excellent. Maybe it's not mechama. To answer this question, Minchas Chinuch, it's not mechama. We say it's not a mechama for a few reasons. Maybe it's not a mechama because you don't have to sow shalom, you don't have to, you know, ask them for peace, you can't get any of the spoils of war. So like the Margil Sayyam suggested, it's not a mechama. Maybe this would explain this as well.
According to the Rambam.
Yeah. Sorry.
How would you just read the chinuch using the word mechama?
The, yeah, I mean, it's a good way to describe it, but it doesn't mean in the formal sense, not mechama's mitzvah.
Yeah, but according to the Rambam, he said that
yeah, l'chara. Okay, it's a bit chiddush. Like even the Minchas Chinuch says, the Rambam doesn't say women are pater, so it sounds like the Chinuch is a das yachid, and yeah, and it would work out well for the Rambam then. Okay, fine. So I'll finish off with a bas ayin this week's parsha in Yisrael. So the beginning of Yisrael tells us that Yisrael heard what everything Akash Baruch had done. To Klai Yisrael, what are the two things that they had done he heard about? He heard about two incredible nisim, Kriyas Yamsuf and Mechemes Amalek. So Bas Ayin says, I understand Kriyas Yamsuf was an incredible nis. We know all the things that took place there. What was incredible about Mechemes Amalek? They were attacked and they were challenged and we made it alive. Nothing miraculous happened there. Moshe Rabbeinu held his hands up. He got tired. We fought. It was a battle. It was a battle. We got Asher Karach over there. In the end, we walked out weaker than we were before him. What was the nace? So says the Bas Ayin that he was not inspired by Mechamas Amalek. He was inspired by Kriyas Yamsuf. But the problem was that Klai Yisrael was on such a high, they were on fire, that as a gear, there was no way to enter in. Imagine you have like the top team, one of these super teams. That's what they call these basketball teams, the super teams. So everyone wants to be in a winning team, and the bench is full, 12 guys. Put me on, coach, but there's no space for you. We already have the best team in the league. We can't find you. Klai Yisrael was on fire. At that point, you want to be in the winning team. But at that point, there's no space for you. So he wanted to join them, but he couldn't. But what happened was Amalek came along and cooled them off, and now they were weak and vulnerable. Now he saw a moment to enter. He was able to penetrate inside, he writes. Shekar chabaderech. Now he's able to come inside. And that's what it means. He heard about these two factors. One inspired him, one gave him the Pesach, and then he joined them. So I once heard those who went to DRS. Went to DRS here? Okay, a few of you? Okay. So Rabbi Weberman. So this is, you appreciate the story. I was sitting at a chasen sish a few years ago, and he runs over to me. He's like, Rabbi Levin, I got to tell you a great word. Tell me a word, and he runs away. Like, what was that? So he told me this incredible word, though, from Ephraim Shapiro from down here in South Florida, and he said there are two words that could describe a wall in Hebrew. There's choma and there's kir. Choma means heat, warmth, and then kir is for lashon kar, cold. So when you want to build a home, you want to make those chomos, love and warmth in the home, and a kir is cold. You want to, that's where you don't want to build houses with a kar. That was the verb. So I think you could plug this back inside to our Kriyas Yamsuf and also to Ashikar Chabaderech. Because what did the Pasuk say last week's Parsha? B'mayim lehem choma. That the walls were chomos. They're walls of warmth, the heat. Bas Ayin says, the Yisra wanted to come. He couldn't get inside. They were on fire. They were chomos. But came along Amalek, Asher Kar Chabaderech. He turned those chomos into kiros. They were cold. They were flimsy. They were vulnerable, penetrable. And then he was able to enter inside. Okay, guys. Have a wonderful day. I'll see you later. Thank you.